Hello, and welcome to the Spring-Summer 2021 edition of the Outlook magazine. This free magazine is produced in print, braille, CD and email by Middlesex Association for the Blind in association with Calibre Audio and is read to you by Emma Scott. Contents. Message from our CEO, Sahib Singh. MAB services and news. Other news. Donations, wills and legacies, contact numbers, contributing to Outlook, and thank you. Message from our CEO, Sahib Singh. I'd like to start this Spring-Summer 2021 edition by acknowledging and remembering our previous MAB trustee and chair, Alan Hills. Alan passed away on the 14th of February 2021. Alan was appointed as an MAB trustee in 1997 and served over a decade as chair for MAB. Alan stepped down as chair in 2013 due to poor health. It's worth remembering that trustees are not paid. They give up their time voluntarily to help charities like MAB. I was fortunate enough to meet Alan for the first time over Zoom at our last AGM. My sincerest condolences to Kathy, Alan's wife. Our previous chair of trustees, Doreen Lough, had the following to say about Alan Hills. I first met Alan when he interviewed me as a prospective board member. At the time, my brother was losing his eyesight, but I really didn't know anyone who had significant visual problems. I was both fascinated and admiring of how Alan managed his sight loss, as he appeared to be matter of fact, accepting and good-humoured about it. The fact that he had a lovely dog helped me to overcome interview nerves. I served on the Council of Management under his chairmanship for several years before he asked me to take over because of his deteriorating health. During those years, I was able to observe how he managed a diverse group of directors. Alan had an active brain. Without taking notes, he was able to assimilate everyone's comments. He listened intently and had an immediate grasp of the situation. I was in awe of his knowledge of the organisation and especially of the financial papers. He was friendly and welcoming to any newcomer, and I understand that he spent some time in the office every month. He helped to make MAB the organisation that it is today. He is still missed, and we all send our condolences to his wife Kathy on his passing. Rest in peace, Alan. Thank you to our incredibly hard-working team of staff and volunteers, who throughout lockdown and this pandemic have worked tirelessly to support our MAB clients. Middlesex Association for the Blind would cease to exist if we did not have our hard-working team of staff and volunteers. A big thanks also to those who have raised and donated funds to MAB. We are a charity, and while the vast majority of our services are free, we are reliant upon donations now more than ever. As CEO, it is my responsibility to ensure that the services we provide are to the highest of standards. I would also like to ensure to all our readers any funds raised will be reinvested back into the MAB. Since our last edition of Outlook, we've had four new staff members join us. We've also recently relaunched our website. If you haven't seen it already, please do check it out at www.aftb.org.uk. If you would like to donate to MAB, then please text MAB20 to 70450 to donate £20, or text MABM20 to 70450 to donate £20 on a monthly basis. Phone us on 0208 423 5141 to make a telephonic donation or to create a direct debit. For online donations, visit www.aftb.org.uk/donations and click on the PayPal or Just Giving options. Create a standing order at your bank using our bank details, which are Middlesex Association for the Blind, HSBC, account number 4118 7295, sort code 40-42-28. Or else you can send a cheque to us and post a cheque at our address, which is MAB, Suite 18, Free Trade House, Lowther Road, Stanmore, HA7-1EP. MAB Services and News. We're pleased to introduce three new coordinators to the MAB team. Rita Shah is our new Brent coordinator. Bina Padia has joined Carmel McBennett in Barnet. And Alison Snook is supporting in Hillingdon. We would also like to thank Tanya Ortiz Zamorano for her fantastic work in Richmond and Hounslow over the last few months, and we wish her all the best on the impending birth of her baby. MAB board members. The chair is Mr. Raj Mehta. Vice chair, Mr. Bharat Hindosha. Treasurer, Mr. Kambiz Daneyesha. Secretary, Mr. Pushpinder Wadha. Trustee, Miss Ola McCauley. Trustee, Mrs. Rochelle Goldberg. Trustee, Mr. Jagdish Shingadia. Trustee, Mr. Terry Mills. And lastly, Trustee, Mr. Jeremy Brown. Thank you, MAB clients, for your words. As you all know, MAB is a charity, and as such, we are entirely dependent on donor funding to sustain our activities. From time to time, our fundraiser, Catherine, phones up clients to find out if they are happy with our services. She uses the quotes and information that she hears from clients in the funding proposals she writes to donors. The words of our clients bring home the heart of what we do to our financial supporters. Thank you to all of the following mentioned for your words that have moved our donors to give. Arthur Williams, Arvidas Kiala, Barbara Hogg, Carol Herdman, Colin Gourlay, David Delaney, David Merkel, Doris Jones, Gurdil Binder, Herbert Paul, Janet Simmons, Jayantibala Dave, Marjorie King, Mary Lee, Mary Webster, Merle Shalarin, Mrs. Koski, Mrs. Amat, Nanette Gibbs, Rajakumar Kanagalengam, Sarah Reynolds, Sheila Anholt, Sirawardana Ralalaj, Terry Mills, and Tony Sutton. We know that in the past year with COVID, our support has not always been what we want it to be. We've had to cope with staff being furloughed and with volunteers and support workers being out of action. We had to resort to telephonic services rather than face-to-face support for many months. We are as sad about this lack of contact as we know you are. What we do know, though, is that without the words you gave us, it would have been even tougher on all of us. Your words have worked magic to bring many more donors on board this past year. Thank you for your stories. If any other MAB clients would like to share their positive or negative experiences about our services, please feel free to phone Catherine on 07496 186 536 to give her your take on MAB. Looking for some affordable stationery suitable for the visually impaired? Middlesex Association for the Blind sells stationery specifically designed for those that have limited eyesight. We contrast our stationery between black and yellow, so it's easier to see. If you or someone you know would benefit from the items, please feel free to give us a call on 0208 423 5141 to place your order. All items will be sent by free post via Articles for the Blind, Royal Mail, first class delivery. The items we have are yellow on black large print calendar, £8. Easy to see four thick black marker pens in a bright yellow case, £10. A4 notepad with thick black lines and two yellow casing marker pens, £10. Two yellow signature strips, £5. Middlesex Association for the Blind pin badge, £5. All proceeds from the sale of these items will go back into Middlesex Association for the Blind. What's been happening in our employment services? We've managed to keep our employment service running through the lockdowns. If you've recently become unemployed due to sight loss, or if you've never been employed because of your sight loss, you may want to consider attending our Clear Vision to Employment course. The course covers everything you need to know in order to become job ready. This includes CV writing, telephone skills, interview skills, assistive software, confidence building, and information about access to work and other benefits. If you'd like to find out more about this course, please phone our head office on 020 8423 5141. The following quotes come from clients who attended the training in 2020. Dinaker has this to say. The course was good. One takeaway for me was learning to use the screen reading software. It was the first time for navigating assistive software after sight loss, and it was helpful that the computers at the office already had it installed, and that I could learn to use it then before I applied to go back to work. Being able to use this technology helped me to get back in the job that I had before. It was also useful to learn about access to work and the other benefits that we could apply for. I was always going to apply to go back to work, but doing the course gave me confidence to do so. Sumit speaks about the course in the following way. The course was brilliant. I gained a lot of self-confidence on the course. Unfortunately, the pandemic also picked up at that point, which has meant that we couldn't go quickly and easily into employment at Firmenich. But John keeps contact with me, and I know that it's still going to happen. It was also very good for me to learn about the other services that MAB offers. If I had to name one main takeaway from the course, it was a growth in my self-confidence. I was in retail before I lost my sight, and the course was very useful, as I hadn't done a CV or applied for a job in 19 years. After the course, I realised that it didn't matter if I was visually impaired. If you have the will to get a job, then you will find a job, and I have that will. Dipti explains, doing the Clear Vision to Employment course was a very good experience for me. It was very important that I did it. It was the first time that I met people who have the same problem that I have. I had finished my previous job and needed to meet other people like me, as it was a new world for me losing my sight. John and Michelle were very supportive. Telephone befriending, a volunteer's account. Our volunteer Tala shares her experience. My mother became profoundly blind during my teenage years. Through this, I witnessed how blindness can have a significant detrimental impact on one's life and the resultant care and support that can be required. This experience encouraged me to become a volunteer for MAB, and I've been a long-standing volunteer. I recently took on a voluntary telephone befriender role. I found this to be very enjoyable and rewarding. Many people, young and old, are lonely, and this seems to be a growing issue, particularly amongst older and marginalised communities. As telephone befrienders, we may perhaps be the only form of human contact that a client might have had that day, and clients may feel a great deal of excitement waiting for that phone call. Such phone calls may be the highlight of someone's week. The current COVID-19 pandemic has completely overturned our everyday, routine lives, and it has caused many interruptions, devastation, and uncertainty about the future. Lockdown, self-isolation, shielding, and sadly bereavements, to name a few, are likely to have heightened the effects of loneliness. Concerningly, loneliness is thought to be just as lethal as smoking 15 cigarettes per day. Even the smallest of activities, such as telephone befriending, may well be a starting point in helping to combat this problem, and this may well make a difference to someone's life. Telephone befriending requires compassion, patience, empathy, and good listening skills, and rapport building. It can very much involve general chit-chatting, talking about the weather, life in general, golden memories, hobbies and interests, likes and dislikes, public affairs, or maybe possible coping strategies, such as the importance of having structure in the day. Ultimately, the client's best interests must be at heart. Kind words could have a huge impact on a client. They may inspire, uplift, motivate, and provide much-needed comfort. They may help a client to see things in a more positive light. I believe that every phone call can make a difference, and I recommend telephone befriending as a meaningful, productive, voluntary activity. If you wish to become a telephone befriending volunteer like Tala, contact us on 020 8423 5141. Should you be unable to volunteer with MAB at this time, consider setting up a direct debit or leaving MAB a bequest in your will. With your support, MAB can help support even more clients in your area and beyond. Satcha's volunteering experience. Satcha volunteers with MAB as a home visitor. The following article has been adapted from a social media post he wrote during Volunteers Week in June 2019 and was shared with the permission of Mr. Norris Jones, who is a member of the Middlesex Association for the Blind. Volunteering with Middlesex Association for the Blind, I met Norris in 2018 as he had signed up to the home visiting service provided by the charity. MAB is not your mainstream high street charity, but has managed to do incredible work to support our local communities since 1922. As a volunteer home visitor, I visit Norris once a fortnight for a couple of hours for a chat and a cuppa. To be honest, there is minimal sacrifice on my part, especially as he only lives 10 minutes away from me. Norris is well into his ninth decade, hailing from Grenada, but has lived across West London for over 40 years, contributing to the local and wider society through his work in construction. Over a decade ago, he developed glaucoma, leading to a majority sight loss, which has changed his life in obvious and countless ways. Norris always says that he's grateful for my company, which is nice to hear, but in all honesty, I get more out of our conversations than he does. He's like a mentor and always has great advice to give, with entertaining stories from his younger days. In short, through next to no effort on my part, I've met a true gentleman who I'd never have met otherwise and allows me to have some small positive impact, but what I get out of it is a lot more than what I put in. I'd like to add, Norris has also lived with prostate cancer and is currently in remission. What a legend. You don't need to watch YouTube videos for inspiration. People like Norris live up the road from you and will have a much greater impact on you than anything you watch online. This is why I'd highly recommend getting involved in any kind of volunteering. You will add something to your life you didn't even know was missing. Shout out to those already doing it. Peace and love from myself and Mr. Norris Jones. Other news. Have you heard of an organisation called TAFN? They are an online charitable organisation which has been running since 2004. They offer weekly chats, quizzes, etc. from the comfort of your own home, and welcome you whether you're blind, vision impaired, or the friend or family member of someone with a vision impairment. For full details, please visit their website, www.tafn.org.uk. Looking for a social club in Ealing? The Ealing Social Club for the Blind is a social club for blind and partially sighted people who live in and around Ealing. For more details, please email carrieclifford@hotmail.com. That's carrieclifford@hotmail.com. Or you can telephone 020 8997 5642 or visit their website www.sightlinedirectory.org.uk/Ealing-social-club-4-the-blind. Freeview Accessible TV Guide. Freeview's Accessible TV Guide will make it simpler for viewers with accessibility needs, such as visual impairments or hearing loss, to discover and find content more easily. For full details, check out the following link: www.freeview.co.uk/help/accessible-tv-guide. Orcam My Eye is a wearable device that can instantly read text from any surface, recognise faces and identify products. It is suitable for all eye conditions and all levels of vision loss, as well as for people with reading fatigue and reading difficulties. The device increases independence by allowing individuals to access visual information, text, faces, products, colours, money notes, conveyed by audio. It will not improve a person's vision. Hearing impaired individuals would not be able to benefit from the device. Orcam My Eye also requires the users to have full control over their head and hand movements. For full details, please visit orcam.com or contact Rubin on 0203 750 9748, quoting MAB. Travel Hands, opening up London for visually impaired people. Travel Hands is a product of VIP World Services, a service that pairs VIP with sighted and verified volunteers to walk together towards their similar destinations. A VIP can submit a trip request that is automatically sent to a volunteer near them, alerting the volunteer to their location. The accepting volunteer will then come and pick up the VIP and walk towards the requested destination. For full details, visit www.travelhands.co.uk. CanEye mobile application. Low vision in children has been making their and their parents' life difficult day by day. According to the World Health Organization, around 1 billion people, including children, are visually impaired. Rehabilitation technique has been known for many years for the treatment of low vision in children. Due to COVID-19, there is severe disruption of low vision rehabilitation in many countries, including the United Kingdom, and COVID-19 has led to an increase in demand for low vision rehabilitation. Due to COVID-19, there is severe disruption of low vision rehabilitation in many countries, including the United Kingdom, and COVID-19 has led to an increase in demand for low vision rehabilitation. But did we ever wonder what if technology could act as a virtual rehabilitation centre and help thousands of children visually impaired? What if our smartphones could help us with rehabilitation for low vision? Technology can act as a virtual rehabilitation centre and help thousands of children with visual impairment. Thankfully, we have created CanEye. www.caneyecu.com/download. A mobile application which provides various types of visual stimulation exercises for visually impaired children, which are fun and enjoyable, which would help develop your child's vision and prevent low vision from developing further. CanEye aims to help thousands of children with low vision improve their lifestyle and create a bright, independent future for them. For more information, visit www.caneyecu.com. Donations, wills and legacies. Thank you for your generous donations. In our June letter, we asked for donations from any of you who wanted to support the work we do. Once again, we were overwhelmed at the generous response we received from our supporters. We're still celebrating the life of Marie Bloom. For those of you who missed our June bequest mail appeal for any reason, please join us in celebrating with grateful thanks the life of Marie Bloom. Marie was a volunteer for MAB. She started working with us after she had retired and after her husband had passed away. Sadly, Marie died this year in January. In her lifetime, Marie was an incredibly kind person. We matched her at MAB with a client, Doris Jones, and like many of you, Marie and Doris formed a lifelong friendship. Marie would visit Doris each week. Doris told us of how Marie was kind to everyone she met. Marie had another friend who she saw on the bus each week. This friend was also visually impaired and had a guide dog. Marie thought nothing of taking the dog into home to look after it while its owner went into hospital for an operation. Marie was extremely generous to MAB as well. She donated regularly to MAB during her lifetime, and she made sure before she died that MAB was written into her will as a beneficiary. The bequest that Marie has left us will ensure that many more people with visual impairments get the support they need from MAB. Thank you from all of us, Marie. Your generosity will not be forgotten. If any of you would like to find out more about how to leave a bequest to MAB, feel free to phone our head office on 020 8423 5141 and speak to Nazreen or Sahib. Raising funds for MAB via Just Giving. We're very humbled and grateful for the willingness and efforts of some of our volunteers and staff in raising funds for our charity. Our volunteer, Serena Marmi, set up a Just Giving page to raise money for MAB on her birthday, raising close to £1,000. Thank you, Serena, for all you're doing for Hillary and the Middlesex Association for the Blind. Our Barnet support worker, Bina, set up her Just Giving page in conjunction with her Walk Talk Friends group, raising over £2,000 for MAB. A great achievement, Bina. Thank you to you and your wonderful walking group. Setting up a Just Giving page is easy. For more information, visit justgiving.com. We would like to say a big thank you to all the individuals and the following organisations who have kindly made donations to the association. Waitrose Richmond, The Pelican Club, Pinner Methodist Church Harvest of Waste, Ladies Probus Club of Pinner, Foresters Friendly Society, Nadia Nagrik Mandal, the GPT Law Practice. Contact numbers. Borough Coordinators contact numbers. For Barnet, Carmel McBennett, 07599 012 045, and Bina Padia, 07594 625 215. For Brent, it's Rita Shah on 07510 127 893. Ealing is Camilla Reynolds, 07387 101 631. For Enfield, there's no named contact, but the phone number is 0208 423 5141. For Harrow, it's Alison Bicknell, 07387 101 632. Hillingdon is Alison Snook, 07387 101 630. For Hounslow, there's no named contact as yet, but the number is 0208 423 5141. And for Richmond, it's Daisy Jarge on 07387 101 627. Your sensory service team contact numbers are for Barnet, 0208 359 5000. For Brent, 0208 937 4300. For Ealing, it's 0208 825 6230. Enfield is 0208 379 1001. Haringey is 0208 489 8900. Harrow is 0208 901 2680. Hillingdon is 01895 556 633. Hounslow is 0208 583 3100. And finally, Richmond is 0208 891 7971. Contributing to Outlook. We welcome contributions to the newsletter. Please send your articles to Valerie Hill by emailing her at valerie@aftb.org.uk. This edition of Outlook is produced by Middlesex Association for the Blind, Suite 18, Free Trade House, Lowther Road, Stanmore, Middlesex, HA7 1EP. Telephone number is 020 8423 5141. You can also email at info@aftb.org.uk or visit the website at www.aftb.org.uk. Find us on Facebook at Middlesex Blind. Registered charity number 207007. Are you receiving this newsletter in your preferred format? Outlook is produced in large print, braille, CD, and email. It is also available online in print and audio formats at www.aftb.org.uk/outlook-magazine/. So that we can keep our records up to date, please telephone us if you move address or would like to receive Outlook in a different format. Telephone number is 020 8423 5141. Alternatively, please email Nazreen at nazreen@aftb.org.uk. Thank you. Our thanks to the following for allowing us to put MAB collection boxes in their premises. Bath Road Pharmacy, Bath Road in Hounslow, Seven Oaks Court, Copswood Way in Northwood, Harrison Hall, King Street in Twickenham. Special thanks also to our volunteers for their continued support and for sharing feedback on their experience of volunteering with MAB. Your comments and suggestions will help shape meaningful communication in future. And to all our Trust, Foundation, Borough and corporate donors, without you we would not exist. Thank you for your support. You have come to the end of the Spring-Summer 2021 edition of Outlook magazine, read to you today by Emma Scott. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.